We are reading in the writings of Rabash the article, The Time of Redemption. Unfortunately, we have no English text for this, but we will do our best.
We're taking Rabash, volume 2, page 1011. As we can see on the screen. Article which is called, what does it mean that the candle of Chanukah is laid in the left and the work? Or lays in the work. Lays in the left and the work.
So again, we're on Articles of Rabash, Article 10-11, what placing the Chanukah candle on the left means in the work.
Starting with the words, it is known.
We're going to start on the fifth paragraph from the top, where it starts, in the work. In the work, we learn that one person contains the whole world. This means that Israel and the 70 nations are in one person. In other words, a person consists of all the bad qualities that exist in the 70 nations. It is known that the 70 nations extend from the opposite of the seven qualities of Kedusha, as in, God has made them one opposite the other, and each quality consists of 10. This is the meaning of the 70 nations, meaning when the 70 nations govern the Israel in a person, it is considered that the people of Israel are in exile under the governance of the nations. This means that the desires and cravings control the Israel in him, and the part of Israel cannot work for the sake of the Creator, but only for its own sake. It is completely impossible to understand with reason how it will ever be possible to break free from the dominion of the nations of the world within him. This is because as much as one has toiled to come out of their governance, it was futile. On the contrary, each time he could see more that it is impossible to come out of their exile. This is why we must always remember the matter of the Exodus from Egypt, as it is written, that you may remember the day when you came out of the land of Egypt. Meaning, believe what is written, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt to be a God unto you.
Because the exodus from Egypt take place in each and every generation, in each and every person, to the extent to which he can include himself in the group, like the people of Israel in Egypt, so that the group will feel its connection and that it can't connect to the extent of the revelation of the Creator. And then the children of Israel cried because of the work, those that wanted to achieve Yashar Kel and couldn't do it because Pharaoh is among them, namely their ego, and then they'll get help from above, and the reforming light, and then that light delivers them from their ego and gives them the ability to unite, and they get the method for connection, for correction, for how to correct the separation called the Torah, and then they reach the connection in which they discover the force of bestowal, and according to the extent of the equivalence of form, they discover the Creator. So in each and every generation, a person must see himself as if he's coming out of Egypt, in each and every state, on each and every degree.
This means that just as the Creator brought the people of Israel out of Egypt, and they were rewarded with to be a God unto you, He can deliver us too from the dominion of the 70 nations to be rewarded with to be a God unto you. One must not say that he is worse than the people who were in Egypt, or that the Creator had the power to deliver only them out of their rule. But when a person sees his own lowness, he despairs and says that he must be worse than those who were in Egypt. Here we must believe the words of the Ari, who says that the people of Israel prior to the Exodus from Egypt were already in 49 gates of impurity until the Creator appeared to them and redeemed them. It follows that even when one sees that he is in utter lowness, he shouldn't escape the campaign and believe that the Creator will deliver him from exile, from being among the nations of the world. Thus we can see that the whole basis is founded entirely on faith, that only by faith it is possible to come out of exile.
Meaning help from above, the force of bestowal received from above called faith, by that one can transcend the intention in order to receive in or achieve the intention in order to bestow, which means to be included in the get out of the exile.
We shouldn't mind our reason, although a person is judged according to it, but when a person has intellect to see his true state, it enables him to go above reason. In other words, one cannot go above reason without the help of the Creator. But if he sees that he cannot move forward with his reason, then he needs his help.
Meaning, it's not the matter that it's hard for me to walk, to advance, that I don't have the strength to do it. Then I can go train, get bigger muscles, and then I'll advance. It doesn't work that way. The recognition of evil, that a person can't get out of his evil, that doesn't depend on his strength at all. It's not that he's small or weak or a fool. It's simply going above reason. It's not in the human forces to do. It's a different mind. It's a different intention. It's a different perception. This is something from the upper world that it is impossible for a person to ever achieve this on his own. You can put all the wise people in the world together, the strongest people in the world together. They will not be able to advance in lishma at all. It all depends only on whether the Creator gives his strength to a person, and then that person becomes an Adam. He becomes similar to the Creator. If the Creator doesn't give man his force, man remains a beast, meaning under the control of his will to receive, only in order to receive. So the recognition of evil isn't that I'm weak, that I have to strengthen myself. How can I strengthen myself in the group? What else can I do in dissemination and studying? That I'll know a few more pages, a few more articles, that I'll become more righteous maybe and keeping some mitzvot or something. Nothing can help a person but the Creator, and only from above, as it says, unless the Creator builds a home, and so on, that his sons return to. Therefore, we have to exactly understand what the true recognition of evil is.
We're continuing on the sentence that starts with, and the main thing. And the main thing that is required of a person is to achieve his own completeness, meaning to be rewarded with Naran Chai of the Neshama. And this comes specifically by needing the Creator. Just as our sages said about it, one who comes to purify is aided. And the Zohar says, how is he aided? With a holy soul. When one is born, he is given a soul from the side of a pure beast. If he is rewarded more, he is given ruach, etc. This is why it is a great thing when a person needs the Creator to help him. Since one's salvation is in being given greater powers from above. And by receiving new powers each time, meaning a new soul, in the end he will receive the whole of the Naran Chai that belongs to the root of his soul. It follows that a miracle implies something that a person cannot obtain. That is, it is impossible for one to obtain it unless through a miracle from above. Only in this way is it called a miracle. For this reason, when a person comes to a state where he already has the recognition of evil, that it is impossible for him to come out of the domination of the nations of the world in him, and that Israel in him is in exile under them, and he sees no way that he can come out of their power, when the Creator helps them and brings them out from the nations of the world and turns it around so that the people of Israel governs them. And this is called a miracle. This is regarded as being as it was in the land of Egypt, that the Creator delivered them from the land of Egypt, meaning that the Creator brought them out from under the afflictions of Egypt. One should believe that as this miracle happened at the Exodus from Egypt, every single one who is walking in the work of the Creator must believe that the Creator will deliver him, for it is truly a miracle that one exits the governance of self-love and cares only about that which belongs to the benefit of the Creator. And when a person comes to that, it is considered that this person has achieved lishma, which means that he has already been rewarded with faith in the Creator, and he has the power to work in favor of the Creator. And this is called lishma. It is also called right when one engages on the path of bestowing upon the Creator, meaning that everything he does is to benefit the Creator. That is, he wants to do chesed, to do grace to the Creator, meaning give contentment to the Creator.
If there are no questions, then I'll ask. Which discernments do we have to come to in order to achieve the exodus from Egypt towards us, towards the Creator, towards the connection, towards the purpose of creation, towards faith, towards everything there is? Suppose five discernments.
אולי מצידנו אולי ההבחנה זה קודם כל הכרה בגלות שכרה בגלות בוא נעשה ככה
הכרה בגלות זה כמו
the recognition of the exile is understanding where a person is, what is his desire, what's operating in him, how far is he from the quality of bestowal, how he has no desire for the quality of bestowal, how despised that matter is, meaning that he sees no use. One has to sense great importance for the Creator in order to come out from under the rule of the evil inclination. To add to the friends, of course, you also need an inner point that draws one to come out of exile. And along with it, the recognition that unless the Creator gives a person the strength, he can't come out of the will to receive. Five discernments, that's pretty much. Maybe we'll start with one. So we'll know that we're in Egypt, and it will pain us. Yeah, first of all, the primary recognition that I'm there, that it's standing in my way, to achieve the recognition that there is what to aspire for, that there's a group working with you, and that there's a Creator that it's giving it the strength to come out. That without the group it is impossible to get out. Okay, first discernment. What do you think? What is the first discernment? If you're saying something, say it out loud.
Gadlut.
Galut. Exile. Galut. The feeling of exile. And? I'm now in exile too. I'm in Hawaii or the Caribbeans. I'm laying around, sun, everything. Exile. What's exile? Connection. What connection? Being in exile from the connection. Can't work in order to bestow. What else? From the Creator. Okay. Yes. Can't come out from under the rule of the nations of the world, meaning our ego. Better put it this way, not to confuse people. We also have new friends with us that still don't exactly understand all the terms. So a person who's immersed in his will to receive, meaning that he understands and feels that he is immersed there and that it does not allow him to advance towards the purpose of creation, where he knows that the purpose of creation is bestowal. Right, Gershon? Bestow and love of others. And he suffers because he can't get there. Right? That he himself doesn't have the strength to get there. And he has to merit help from the Creator, and he still can't draw the Creator to help him, can't force the Creator to help him, and the people of Israel side. But one knows that only by that can he get out of the exile. So what does it depend on? That he still doesn't feel his evil enough, that he still's not yearning for bestowal enough, that he's not yearning enough for the purpose of creation, that the Creator is not great enough in his eyes, that he can help him, that the landlord can save his vessels. 400 years. How the most important discernment. What's important here? What's the important discernment in exile in order to determine that and get out of the exile? Shout out. Arvut. There's no Arvut in exile yet. Deficiency for connection with the Creator. Maybe. Recognition of evil. Good. And? The greatness of the Creator, yes? The need for the Creator's help. Meaning that he's lacking the need. He's not needy enough for the Creator's help. That it depends on? Why doesn't he have the need for it? Recognition of evil, greatness of the goal. These are two different things. Yeah? Not praying enough. Despair of one's own forces, that's more correct, right? Good. All these things are correct. All in all, they're accumulating into what? What does it mean? And the children of Israel sighed. Side of what exactly? What does the helplessness come from? And of course, it's an accumulation of many factors. But what exactly is this feeling? Helplessness from what? Can't give contentment to the Creator of one's own forces. Pharaoh's rule. It's true. The main thing here is the feeling of the control of Pharaoh. That one feels that he is incapable of doing anything. That Pharaoh's fulfilling him. Meaning it's a terrible feeling. That this rule fulfills me and all of my organs and all of my pipes and tubes and veins and my heart and my everything. Wherever I look, I'm full of Pharaoh. From the head down to my toes, he's everywhere in my entire body. I feel that he's really controlling me, that he completely possesses me. Besides the point in the heart, there's one thing. But the feeling is that it blocks a person. And they cried. Only from the point in the heart does one cry. Yes, because these are the 10 blows. Meaning that a person discovers the 10 blows and will learn about it. A person discovers how much Pharaoh that's in control of him gives him different problems and troubles, but what kind? In achieving bestowal, meaning these blows are that I'm yearning for bestowal and I simply can't. 10 deficiencies that appear without which you can't get out of Egypt. How will I get out? How will I start receiving the reforming light? I need these 10 deficiencies. Meaning, Pharaoh himself, Pharaoh that gets blows, he is preparing these foundations in order to get out in each and every sphere.
Oh, Bogota!
Rat, una pregunta. ¿Cómo reconocer que estoy en
one question? How can I recognize that I'm in Egypt if I don't see a state which is called Israel?
You're right. Excellent question. If I don't feel the land of Israel, meaning the corrected spiritual state, how can I feel against it that I am in Egypt in a corrupted spiritual state? Because we achieve one parallel to the other or opposite the other. I don't know how to answer. Who does? What? You're shy to say, Leo. What's impossible?
You can't feel Egypt without feeling Israel.
You can't feel Egypt without feeling Israel, but if I don't feel Israel, so what can I do? I can't.
You can't.
So what then? Where does the desire to get out come from?
You can yell.
From the previous degree.
From the previous degree that they had where? When they walked around in the desert, from when they walked around in the desert before they entered Egypt.
Rishimo from the upper.
Rishimo from the upper, it's an excuse that I don't know what to say about. Who's there? From everything that you're telling me about, despair, Rishimo, from all these things I can't see, how do I yearn for the corrected spirituality where I truly discovered that I'm in Egypt?
Suffering.
Yeah. But the suffering has to be towards something. Towards the corrected state. It has to be the state, my state, and its opposite, that in the difference, in the gap between them, I will feel that I'm in exile. As he says, that the exile is that I feel that what I lack is the Creator. The difference between exile and redemption, the deficiency for the Creator. So, how can I feel myself in exile in Egypt? If we're talking about the good, nice states that you're thinking about, then that's impossible. But if I'm only lacking the force of bestowal, the power of the Creator, then that's possible. How? The point of Moshe. What does it give us?
The reforming light, the environment.
Meaning, through the Moshe, through the point of Moshe, comes the reforming light, and even while I'm in Egypt, it gives me a feeling that what I'm lacking is the force of the Creator, that I want to reach bestowal. And it's possible to reach bestowal only with the help of the Creator. So the reforming light is leading me. Meaning it's not that I discovered the corrected state and against it, the corrected state, but the light that shines gives it to me. What else? Bogota understood. Good. Now, New York. I have New York. Wait a moment.
It's a question from Esteban Brown. So, is the recognition of evil actually as us realizing that we cannot escape Egypt?
The recognition of evil is that we understand that we can't run out of Egypt with our forces. With our own forces. But through the group, drawing the reforming light, they can. In Egypt, we work as a group. We even go down to Egypt with the group. What are the sons of Jacob? That they have a beginning of that middle line, the point in the heart. That they are already in that quarrel and are starting to, meaning they're in connection, only they don't want. They're in a simple connection, meaning a human connection. Yosef tells them, no, we need to connect correctly. They don't agree with him. They don't want. They resist. And therefore, they go down to Egypt. Where does Rabash write about that? And Joseph caused them to go down to Egypt? In love of friends? Yeah. That's on page 14 in the first volume of Rabash, Love of Friends, where this caused them to go down to Egypt. Meaning we need to see this as a good thing. More? Yes?
I want to explain the story of the Exodus from Egypt to relatively new students, but to explain it in a way that it will actually give them strength and power without emphasizing the more difficult parts, because there are different messages here that a new student...
No, why? I don't understand why there's so much to be confused here. What is so confusing here? The main problem is to try to disconnect them from the externality, from the external picture. In nature, there's the force of bestowal. Yes, that's called Bore, the Creator. He created only one thing, the will to receive, the force of the desire to receive, the will to receive. Now, what is its goal? His goal is to bring the will to receive to be similar to him. For that, in the will to receive, he put his point inside there, the desire to bestow. And that point needs to care for the will to receive, to bring it forms of bestow. Meaning, not for the will to receive to change to the will to bestow, but rather the will to receive to work in order to bestow, for the sake of bestow. So it's just like a person who now was devoted to some one party, one idea, and now he's going to be devoted to another idea, a different party. So his point in the heart leads me from one road to the other, and now I need to advance in it. That's considered a new intention. For what am I working? So, first of all, I need to recognize the bad in my work, if I'm working without this spark, without that point in the heart, without the right intention, as I'm progressing on a road that has no correction along the way, and nothing good along the way, and as much as I advance on it, I'm distancing myself from that crossroad where I could turn just further and further away, and I feel myself worse and worse, like all of humanity. Now, there's a possibility to go towards the force of bestow. That's the upper force. All of nature is managed by it. If I'll be connected to it, it's not according to my intellect right now, but it's certain that I will reach the good things. How do we do this? So we do it by the 10, and the 10 you know how to explain. I need the 10, I need to come to connection, I need to come to the structure which is similar to bestow, to the structure which is similar to love. Similar. All the rest, the Creator will finish for me, as we say. I make the efforts, and from these efforts I also accompany the prayer in there, and then the upper light accordingly operates on that structure and finishes it and makes Egypt into the land of Israel. I don't understand what's... All of creation is like that. There's no more than that.
Where is Egypt in this story?
As we, between us, when we start to connect, feel the trouble, the horror.
Already repel the students. They don't want to hear that things are going to be hard, not good. They want to hear about good things.
Wait.
Things are going to be great.
Only good you want?
Mostly.
So you need to give them drugs. I don't understand that. You just need to explain to them one thing. Other than a drug, and also from drugs we come to drugs in a bad way. We usually don't have a tendency for drugs for just any person. Meaning you can't feel as a creature anything good if you don't reach it from the bad. Just as a good flavored food, you need to be hungry before that. Otherwise, the best possible thing, you won't feel it. You have to be in hunger in order to feel with your appetite the pleasure that's in that food. And there's nothing you can do about that. Therefore, they don't want to hear anything about the bad. So what?
No, it's not that they don't want it. The dosage has to be correct.
You need to explain to them in a logical way, in the right way, that because we are creatures, We cannot feel the light unless it is from darkness. Every good thing is felt only from within the bad that's against it. And that's how we work in still and vegetative and animal, like in every electrical or mechanical system. They all work with those two forces, minus plus. And the whole pleasure that I can take out of life, which is called life, is only in the middle between those two forces, between the minus and the plus. No, I don't want to hear anything about the minus. It doesn't exist. There's no such thing in nature. That the minus doesn't exist, just the plus, that's the creator. And what's that? I don't know. I don't know, because to reveal him, I can only from the minus. Only from the minus. We need to know how to explain this. But if you explain to them, it's just like a doctor that comes to his patient and explains, you're built this way and that way, and you have these and those problems, these certain functions in your body that need to be corrected. So the sick person says, I don't want to hear anything about disease, I don't have it. But that's how you're going to say it.
Also, the students, by the way, when they give this example of some kind of a sickness, it also rejects them. What? Ill, being ill. I don't want to hear about that. I don't want to talk about that.
Okay, so you should say, let's sign you up for another year or two, and you'll come, and we'll show you how you pass your life that way. Yeah, a person who doesn't want, he doesn't want. I understand their tendency. But the fact that they don't have the intellect to understand that it's worthwhile to learn about the medicine in order to get into worse states, and how he can he prevent himself from that? No, he can die. Will that help him? That too won't help. We have no choice. We must seek the medicine for our disease so that I won't have it bad. And you have come to the very best correct pharmacy. I'm giving you the actual medicine. But no, I don't want to hear that I'm sick. Go, okay. So, you didn't enter the right place. How could that be, that they don't want to hear? Okay, they can go back to their lives. A few more years will pass, and they'll come. What can you do? I know this. Millions of people who have been through us are like that too. Or those who remained. It's a generation that's going by like that, and it will return. It will return, maybe not to me already, maybe to the next generation. But that's how it cascades. This is a generation that's also spoiled and has many kind of ways, games in which he can hide his issues from himself. And if it'll be tomorrow, what do I care? What do I care? I hear this from many people. For the time being, things are good for me. What will be tomorrow? I don't want to hear it. But it's tomorrow. I don't want. But there's the essence of creation. There's you have a role. There's something that can, I don't want anything. Give me, let my beast enjoy what I have now. That's it. In the simplest possible way. You can see what kind of an inclination there is in the actual greatest ego that we've reached, and we see that we can't fill it. That preventive, that protective mechanism inside a person says, lower yourself until you're like grass, even less than grass. That's it. And enjoy the simple things, you know, little things, some series on TV, yeah, something that you eat, something that you drink. You live on some pension or some kind of fund that's being paid for when you're young. Yeah. That's the way. But that'll pass soon. Because it's an escape upon the very big will to receive. It's a certain escape, but it won't be able to continue that way. It has to be that way.
Maybe you can help. I'm talking about the students that study with us. The question is,
you don't need to talk to them. You need to talk like you're talking to the skeleton of a human body, like about systems.
This I understand. This is great advice. Maybe one more question. Is there something that we shouldn't say, that we should be careful?
I recommend not to associate it with the person himself, because he doesn't feel it yet. He doesn't want to feel it right now. Tell it to him in a kind of an objective way. That this is what happens in nature, in the process, in history, in evolution. That's what we go through, all of us. And we too. And when we go through it, we go through it. So he will look at it, okay, it's kind of inevitable. He's taught. Now, how can I, from that study, to take something good for myself? After you explain to them this whole matter from the beginning to the end, the whole of creation in a general way, of course. Now you're explaining it to them in a small way, where Egypt is, where we are here, and how we can be assisted in order to come out of this Egypt to the light, to the pleasure. And here you need to explain to them that we're not capable in our world, in our qualities, to feel pleasure. We're not built for it. We need to replace our vessels of reception, the paradigm, the attitude towards life. We need to change. And then we will enjoy without any boundaries. So it's, the whole change is no more than a psychological change. There is a psychological move from enjoying reception, which is impossible. So we'll stop or try to do this, because it doesn't work. Let's start to enjoy bestowal. And there you're not limited. All in all, there is nothing more than a bit of psychology here. From enjoying this, instead, enjoying that. See how it happens. Therefore, this method is called the method of Kabbalah, of reception. Bogotá.
Rad, hemos venido formando el sistema de todos como uno desde el Congreso de Israel.
We started building the system of all as one, starting with the Congress in Israel, then the Kiev Congress, now we have the Passover, and soon we have the congresses in America coming up, Chile, Mexico, Chile, Brazil, Mexico, the United States. We want to invite the entire world clee to connect with America. To participate with this great strength, to create a big, strong clee. So that we will be able to create all of us as one.
Sima Yomit.
Who's giving us the daily task?
Every friend writes and tells the ten, writes about, again, what do I have to do in order to achieve the recognition that only the Creator can help me and the Ten to get out from under the rule of Pharaoh? Each friend writes it down and gives it to the Ten. We're inviting all of our viewers to watch this evening at 9 p.m. The show of Lomdim Beyachad, studying together. studying together, and this evening there is no Zohar lesson. So again, studying together, friends from all of the Israeli groups and our viewers from Channel 66, you're invited to watch the show Studying Together today at 9 p.m. and Open Friday. Friends from all of Israel, you're invited to participate in a special meal tomorrow, 2:45, Petah Tikva. For further details, contact us. By this we conclude. Have a great day and a great night. First mini congress for the young on the 31st of March. We'll have our first congress for young people. We'll have different events and a performance, and afterwards you're invited to stay on the Zohar lesson. We're waiting for all of you.
Let your heart speak, let your heart listen, shoulder to shoulder, you won't be alone. Love is around the deepest ocean, together we're drawn in, I won't let go. So good to be a part of you. This is what their life should be. Learning to unite, living in the light. We'll win this fight, and everything's gonna be alright. Learning to together as one.